2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, look. They came back for another episode of the 15-minute morning show podcast.
Award-winning.
That's right.
Yeah. Award-winning. I don't know what that. Hey, again, thank you guys for filling in for me yesterday. I'm glad that I wasn't here. Really, to be honest.
That's nice.
You know what we actually did because you weren't here, Elvis, is we had 5 minutes of sports talk, of which the star was Danielle.
What?
I can see that.
You remember Danielle?
Danielle knows her. She knows her baseball and soccer.
Yeah, we were talking about baseball and soccer. And we were talking about football and how the Jets didn't score a damn point this weekend.
They suck. They absolutely suck.
Yeah. I think Elvis would know. Like, he could at least fake it and pass it off like he knows what we're talking about, though.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think he cares to do it.
No.
I'm not interested.
It's not in my wheelhouse, as they say.
Come on, Elvis. Elvis called me Sunday and said, "Why are the Jets playing so much cover two?"
I mean,
come on.
He did say that.
I thought
maybe Brody would have an angle on that.
I was like, maybe they should play more man. And he's like, zone, definitely zone.
Yeah.
I was like, Elvis, you're right again.
I thought that too.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
Scott.
Elvis said, go!
Scott, let's not get ridiculous now.
I did. Hey, what is it you wanted to do today? Straight Nate?
Well, you know, I always like it when we have, I mean, I love it when you do the shut up facts, right?
Oh, yeah. You get,
I
you
love it when you do
facts
that.
And you're like, shut up.
So I think everybody, at least most of us, have grabbed a shut up fact. In fact, I will start. Did you know that the maximum body temperature a human can survive is 108.14 degrees?
Really?
At higher...
Shut up.
Get a load of, that's not the shut up part. At higher temperatures, the body turns into the consistency of scrambled eggs.
Ew.
Ew. Ew.
My legs already do look
oh
like
my
that.
Gosh. So.
Did you know there's a company that turns dead bodies into ocean reef?
Really?
Shut up!
So I heard that recently, and I'm so excited, and you can do it with trees, too. You can use your body to plant a tree and build it.
Mm-hmm.
Or have it grow from your body.
And there you go. That's mine.
Oh, so cool.
I'm done.
I got one. Oh, did okay. You know that the Incredible Hulk was originally supposed to be gray?
Yes, I did know that.
You did know that. Well,
I heard that the other day.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so apparently Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, when they were creating the character, they said we wanted it to be gray, but they kept having printing press problems with the comic book, and it kept coming out green. So, so they're like, all right, let's just go with this.
Well, before we get hate, he is gray in the comics for the first, like,
for the first two episodes. But, you know, only comic nerds would know that.
20 years of comics, he was gray. Just throwing that out
okay.
there.
Okay. But he was originally intended to be gray.
But what he's trying to say is...
I love he's, like, pooping on his parade over here.
Right. Brody just took a shit
people are
going to
comment
puffs.
On the video.
But he was originally intended to be gray, and then
and
we
was.
Know him as green. Most people do.
I got one.
Okay, what's yours?
Did you know some common hand gestures are offensive in other countries? Like, you know the devil horns that you do at a rock concert?
Yeah.
Well, in European and South American countries, that hand sign implies that a man's wife has been unfaithful.
Oh. Really?
Really?
There's a hand signal for that?
Yeah, like, you know, you do like this?
You
dude,
that.
Your wife's been cheating!
just
you
don't
say it, you just put up the signal.
I love you in sign language.
I got one.
Oh, here comes Froggy.
Did you know that the filling in Kit Kats is made from other damaged Kit Kats?
No.
No, it's not. Shut up. That's awesome. The folks at the Kit Kat Factory,
whenever a Kit Kat bar is somehow made imperfect during production, whether there's something wrong with it, it's never thrown out. Instead, they grind it up into a fine paste, and they turn it into the filling that is then put back into brand new Kit Kat bars.
That is
I never waste.
Nice.
Shut up.
Shut up.
We like it even more.
Right. I got one.
Yes,
Gandhi,
Brody.
What state are you in right now?
Michigan.
And Froggy, what state are you in right now?
Florida.
Did you know 11 states, including Michigan, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and South Carolina still to this day currently outlaw oral sex?
Nice.
Well, that sucks.
I'm abiding by the law.
How do they know you're doing it? They don't know.
Did anybody else feel like Brody was just going to troll us and say all 50 states?
Yeah. That was like in order in the song, that part of it.
Well, they're in alphabetical order.
So
on my
what's
list.
The fine if you get caught?
I'm just telling you it's illegal, man.
Don't press
Isn't
for
that
more.
Enough?
Yeah. I guess you go to jail where you have more oral sex, so.
Did you know, back in 2004, Eminem had a song called Lose It, where he made fun of Michael Jackson. So, Michael Jackson, in 2007, his estate bought Eminem's entire catalog and owned it up until he died. So, he made money off of the song Eminem intended to make fun of Michael Jackson for.
Really?
Shut wow.
up. Shut up.
Yeah.
Did Genius. You know that squirrels...
Yes.
Danielle Sheldon would love this.
I know Sheldon
would
love this.
I know this.
You know, okay, are one of the most frequent causes of power outages in the U.S.
Wow. No, I've heard that they are the number one reason for power outages
well,
in the United
they
States.
Might be. The American Public Power Association even developed a data tracker called the Squirrel Index that analyzes the patterns and timing of squirrels' impact
wow.
on electrical
Shut
power
up.
Systems.
Wow,
uh-oh.
Little squirrels.
Did you know that Nate and I are stealing shit from the same website?
Shut up.
I have a bug fact if you guys want to know anything about bugs.
Does it have to do with spider webs?
No.
Because that's next on our list.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Do you guys have any guesses how long a termite can live?
Oh, no.
15 years.
15, Scotty says.
How'd you know, Scotty?
Guessing. Oh, 200
he's not right.
years.
Is he right?
So apparently cockroaches have not only been around since the time of dinosaurs, but the queen cockroach, or not cockroach, I'm sorry, termite. The queen termite can live to be 100 years old.
Wow.
One termite.
None of us step on that fucker.
Oh. Wow.
You better not step on it.
Please, that thing will eat my house.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it will. She'll
Did you know?
They'll eat your wood, Scotty.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Someone should.
They used to use spider webs as bandages in ancient times.
Shut up!
Oh, I don't think I can handle that.
Did you know that before 1920, some people used to send children in the mail because postage was cheaper than a train ticket? And so according to the Smithsonian, some parents chose this option. And in newspapers, there'd be advertisements such as baby by parcel post.
Really?
Wow.
What?
Did you know before Eggos were called Eggos, they were called Froffles?
No!
No!
Yes.
Weird. I like
frozen waffles.
Oh, froffles. Okay.
Did you know that if you folded a piece of paper 42 times, it would be thick enough to reach the moon?
That
yeah,
doesn't
I
make
did know
sense.
That.
I've heard that, but that doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's true, though.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Speaking, it's of, speaking of science, see,
is it true that the guy that invented the Pringles is buried in a Pringles can?
Stop it.
It says it right here. In 1966, Frederick Bauer developed the ingenious idea for Procter & Gamble to uniformly stack chips inside of a can instead of tossing them in a bag. He was so proud of his invention that he wanted to take it to his grave, literally. He communicated his burial wishes to his family, and when he died at 89, his children stopped at Walgreens on the way to the funeral home to buy his burial Pringles can.
Oh, my God.
And I guess they cremated him and put him in the can.
Wow.
And,
huh.
Did you know part of Scotty B's body has been in a Pringles can?
That is also not true. But did you know that even though you don't see them very frequently because nobody uses them, they've just started minting half dollars again for the year 2021.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. So you could have some giant pocket change soon.
I can't wait.
Did you know? Hold on. Did you know sunglasses were originally designed for Chinese judges to hide their facial expressions while in court?
What? Shut up.
Shut
says
up.
It, says so it right cool. here. They want to mask their emotions for the court. Okay, I'm just
Did you know that during the Russo-Japanese War in 1905, the Japanese army challenged the Russians to send out a champion for a sword duel on the eve of a battle? Some Serbian guy went out there and promptly killed a Japanese champion.
Huh.
Some Game of Thronesy.
Yeah. Oh,
it is.
Did
it is.
You know? That stars don't twinkle. That's actually just a celestial effect.
We pretty much know that. We know that.
I didn't know that.
You know
that. It makes it look like it's a mirage because of the Earth's interference. The atmosphere interferes with what we witness, so they appear to twinkle.
I wonder if some of these things aren't true and they're just from websites that are
have
not been
fact-checked.
Well, there
goes that song then.
Yeah. Who knows?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Twinkle,
liar.
Twinkle.
Liar song.
Planetary effect star.
Did you know newborn babies don't actually cry? They have no tear ducts developed yet, so they just make the noise, but there are not tears coming out. They're liars.
Fakers.
Liars. Half the kids in my life have done that. I'm like, I don't see real tears. You're phony.
You're lying.
Does anyone know the first time a toilet was appeared on television?
Yes.
When?
Wasn't it Archie Bunker?
No, it was before that, in 1957, on Leave It to Beaver.
Really?
Yes.
Was Wally taking a big dump?
No, it was Barbara Billingsley. What was her character's name? June was taking a...
It was a beaver.
She needed the poop cleaver to flush.
Leave It to Beaver.
Did you know that this podcast is almost over, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it is. Has to be.
We went over yesterday, so we should be able to end a little early today.
Oh, yeah, they owe us.
Okay. Did you know Bankers turned down Walt Disney 300 times for his idea for Mickey Mouse and the Walt Disney World theme parks?
Get out.
300.
Well, that banker's a jerk.
Okay. The bank is a jerk. All right.
Everybody say
peace
bye.
Out, Boy Scout.
See ya.
Bye. Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.